Ray Foley on Today FM.
Okay, here she is. She's Kiara King. She's Kiara King. She's Kiara King.
Yeah. Beautiful. Nearly as good as the harmonies at the Book of Mormon last night, JP.
Oh, you were there too?
You went, me and JP met outside a studio last night.
What the hell?
Yeah, we
took it off site, right?
I wanted to go to that, but I had something else on last night.
Sure.
So you two were in cahoots last night.
Yep.
Would you enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it, yeah. No, I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I've been meaning to go, because it's been around since, like, about 2010.
Yeah.
And I'd heard about it.
I saw it in the West End, by the way.
Yeah. I saw it in London.
Oh, excuse
West
me. All
right. Doesn't go on
okay.
about
oh, you
it,
saw it in London. Okay, Grant. And what's weird about it is I'm actually heading to Utah on Saturday. I'm going to Salt Lake City. So every time it was brought up, I was kind of laughing, you know.
I don't think the musical is reflective of any way of the Mormon culture, the true Mormon culture. But maybe you can.
Well, in fairness, most of the play is set in Uganda, so like you know, only a little bit. Yeah, there's references to Salt Lake City. No, I enjoyed it.
It's
singing,
it's full on, but
it's full on.
Yeah, and that's in the Boyd Gosh Energy Theatre. Let's have a look at a movie this weekend. If you're not going to the theatre, like this pair, what are we looking at?
I want to talk about Four Mothers. It's an Irish movie. It's in cinemas this weekend. And what I didn't realise at the time, this is actually a remake of an Italian movie. Well, kind of like a semi-remake of an Italian movie called Mid-August Lunch. And it's about a guy called Edward, played by the brilliant James McArdle, by the way. He's fabulous in it. He's an author and he's a gay man and he's on the verge of going on a major publicity tour, but he has to look after his mother. Who's called Alma. She suffered a stroke. She's played by the amazing Fionnuala Flanagan.
Have a listen. Four Mothers.
I can't take it anymore. All she wants to do is smoke fags and watch telly.
My one keeps turning up awake for people she doesn't even know. Look at this, Simon.
She looks wrecked.
I'm going to stop taking care of other people and start taking care of myself. You've been looking after other people for 5 years.
You have to.
What? What do I have to what?
Live your life.
It sounds a bit gay.
It's very gay. It's very gay. The voice that you're hearing there is Alma can only speak through a Stephen Hawking kind of voice machine, if you know what I'm trying to say. And that actually brings an awful lot of the laughs in this movie. And then Edward...
Gard
Farrelly is in it and he's brilliant. And his mother is called Jean and she is, to me, one of the standout stars of the movie. She gets some of the best lines. She's very, very funny. Then Edward's three gay friends, they dump their elderly mums on him because they all want to head off to a Pride weekend in Spain. So he has to juggle this whole, do this publicity for this new book. And he has to juggle looking after all these women. So he hires a bus and he brings them around to all the different appointments. There's a very funny road trip down to Galway to see a psychic who's played by the brilliant Niamh Cusack. You know, you're laughing your ass off 1 minute and the next thing you're crying. It's one of those movies. It's not perfect. There's some major, you know, plot holes or whatever. But it's lovely. It's just a lovely movie.
That's great. And it's Irish.
Irish. Yeah. Definitely worth going to.
Kira's got her Switch, her Nintendo Switch in here.
I do, yeah.
And she's glued to it. I'm like, what are you playing, Kira? Is it Zelda? She's like, no, Minecraft. I love the Minecraft. I've got to get the mines and the crafts.
Keeps her quiet during the songs.
It's great. Because otherwise she's running around. When we go out for dinner, I always give her the Switch. Yep. So then me and JP can have a bit of a quiet time ourselves.
And we get some chips and some goujons for her. Chips and goujons. Will you
just bring the food out for her? Bring the food out for her as quick as you can. I'll give her the Switch to
I'm trying
keep
to think
busy.
Like real cool computer games, but like I'm thinking of like Zool and John Olomou Rugby and all the ones that he used to play back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah. Well, Minecraft,
Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid is a solid suggestion. Metal Gear Solid suggestion. What's the best? But Call of Duty is probably one of the best, isn't it?
No, I wasn't into that.
Okay, cheers. This is Minecraft. My kids play Minecraft and Roblox. And as far as I understand it, I understand very little about it. It's essentially just Lego on a screen. It's what it is. You build stuff with blocks.
I mean, I was looking at the trailer and I was kind of trying to make head nor tail of it and I really couldn't. And I don't know anything about Minecraft, the computer game, at all. All joking aside or whatever. And I don't think that you need to know about Minecraft to go and see this movie from what I can gather, because I think that when you're playing this game, maybe I'm wrong in saying this, by the way, you're kind of creating your own little world.
Yeah, there's a guy called Steve. I know Steve is a person who appears in the game in some form.
Okay.
And then there's sheep, and then there's creepers, and this is secondhand knowledge from my children.
Yeah.
And there's mobs. Are there zombies as well? I think there could be zombies.
There usually are, yeah.
Okay, look, I'm the same. I really have no idea, but they've managed to make
a subscription fee. I do know that. on my credit card bill, it pops up regularly.
I do know that they've managed to make a movie kind of around the whole concept of Minecraft, the computer game.
And Jack Black is in it. Have a listen. Black. This is a Minecraft movie. It's out this weekend.
In the overworld,
wow.
Anything you can dream about, you can create.
So they built all this?
Yeah, most of it.
Life here was perfect. Until one day, Flint and Steel, we came across the Nether.
A place with no joy or creativity at all.
If they get their way, this beautiful world and everything in it will wither and die.
Jack Black in his face off there.
Yeah. Absolutely. This movie was made for Jack Black to absolutely go to town here. So what I can kind of gather from the movie is a mysterious portal pulls these four characters into the overworld, right, which is a bizarre cubist kind of terrain. And you were kind of talking about that, weren't you?
Yeah.
The cube thing?
I said a bunch of things that my kids have said. It's been a bit like Jumanji, actually, the way you're talking, but go on.
Well, they have to get back home. So obviously they have to master this new world and figure it out and then get back home to their own world. Jack Black plays Steve, who you mentioned, and I think that Steve, he was originally a crafter in the game.
Right.
But you don't need to know that to watch the movie, by the way. Yeah. And you've got Jason Momoa, and he plays Garrett the Garbage Man Garrison, and he's a washed up video champ. And he's kind of Jason Momoa himself as well in this movie.
Right.
And do you know what's funny? I actually saw a clip from as Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I was like, Jason, what happened? Because I feel like he's just leaned into this dude kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Facade, you know, exactly.
He's not as jacked as he was, but I love him.
He's still jacked.
Yeah, oh, he's in great shape, but but he's like not very like he was shape. In that Game of Thrones. Like he's.
But like when you watch him in Game of Thrones, you're like, wow, this guy could potentially win an Oscar. You know, he's speaking a made-up language. He's got a huge presence on screen. He wasn't in it for that long, but he was, you know, he was a really important, you know, character or whatever. And like Aquaman 1, Aquaman 2, anything that he's done, he's kind of got that. I'm just a mad dude that likes motorbikes and my hair long and Hawaii and let's save the sea. You know what I mean? That kind of buzz. Anyway,
I find both of them very charming.
I love him.
It does sound like a made up language as well, though. Another film where he's performing with completely made up terms, expressions, whatever. It's just daft nonsense, but kids are going to go crazy for it.
Absolutely. Also, Jennifer Coolidge is also stars in this, kind of as herself as well. She's very good at doing that breathy, oversharing kind of character. She plays a teacher in this. I think that it's going to be fun for all ages, and I think that obviously Jack Black and Jason Momoa will get people into cinema seats.
A Minecraft movie this weekend.
Ray Foley on Today FM.